Hi, Patrick Madrid here. Thanks for listening. Check out Charity Mobile and prayerfully consider making them your wireless carrier. Mention offer code Patrick and get a free phone. Go to charitymobile.com.
Bringing Christ to the world through the media.
Listener supported.
Here for you every day.
Welcome to the Relevant Radio Spring Pledge Drive. Give hope.
Okie dokie, we are back. Man, we had an amazing second hour of the program today. We don't yet know if we were able to set a new record. We were straining toward that goal, and we might have made it. We might have come really close, but we don't know yet. So as soon as we know, we'll let you know. In the meantime, though, back to regular programming. The number to dial to be on the program is 888-914-9149. Let's begin in prayer, asking Our Lady to help us with our pledge drive goal. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to thy protection, implored thy help, or sought thy intercession was left unaided. Inspired by this confidence, I fly unto thee, O Virgin of Virgins, my Mother. To thee do I come, before thee I stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother of the Word Incarnate, despise not my petitions, but in thy mercy hear and answer me. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So Cyrus, tap me on the shoulder when you have some updates for me, and we'll announce those. In the meantime, let's get to some people who are heroically patient.
Oh, I'm tapping waiting. You on the shoulder.
Are you? Oh, okay. I thought I felt something. So
here's Mary.
All right, Mary.
A little bit of good news, bad news. Uh-oh. We did not break our all-time record number of gifts, which was 882 gifts, but we did break our all-time record number of dollars that we've ever raised in a given hour. So yay!
Oh. Yay to okay. us. I'll
yes,
settle for that.
Great team. Absolutely.
Okay. Now I can breathe again. So 882 was our previous and still standing record for gifts in 1 hour. That's a company-wide, pledge drive-wide record. For the Patrick Madrid Show listeners, thank you, everybody. But what? How close did we get? We got close,
862,
right?
Just 20 short. But the good news was we saw a lot of people giving those hundreds and $200 gifts as opposed to the $25 gifts. So they added up that much faster. So what is it?
Nice.
It was an outstanding hour. Thank you to everybody who joined in and helped us out. We could not have done any without you. And you're the people that made this hour.
Yes, indeed. Well, thank you, everybody. Thank you, Cyrus. Thank you, Mary. We still have another hour's worth of work yet to go. Also, thank you to the John Paul II Life Center in Austin, Texas, and the very generous donors, Pat and Tim, who were able to sort of jumpstart some additional excitement and get us an extra $33,000. We're deeply grateful to all of you. To the phones now, 888-914-9149. Let's go to Paige waiting patiently in Minneapolis. Good morning, Paige.
Good morning, Patrick.
Yes, good morning.
I need some help with discerning. So I am a director of a non-denominational Christian treatment center, and I'm surrounded by people who were Catholic but have left the church and they've become Pentecostal or AOG. And I'm faced with a lot of weird situations and possible conversion moments. But I think they would make me lose my job if I spoke honestly. So I'm just looking for direction on how to convert while being wise.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't know what the strictures are that they have placed on you, if any. Like, if they've told you can't talk about religion or if you can't talk about...
No, all we do is talk. We're very openly Christian. Like, everybody who's coming to treatment at our center is aware that it's a Christian program and they're going to be giving their life to Christ.
Yeah.
But
well,
for
maybe
example,
one way...
like, I was in... Mm-hmm.
No, go ahead, Paige. Go ahead.
Okay, I was in a leadership conference and the Senate chaplain and I were in a conversation and it was great. We set up time to meet next week and he said, "Can you pray that I love Jesus more?" We were asking, "What should we pray for you for?" And he said, "Please pray that I love Jesus more." And immediately I wanted to say, "Well, you can honor his mother and not be so afraid of her and not, you know, do those teachings about Mary, that would make Jesus happier." But I didn't say that because I knew I could lose my job. But I feel like I'm choosing my job over the Lord by not following the promptings of the Holy Spirit to bring his people back to the church.
Right. Right. I can understand that feeling. Well, remember what St. Paul says in Romans chapter 1, I am not afraid, I'm not ashamed of the gospel. So have that spirit of boldness, and but be prudent, because as you alluded to at the beginning of your question, Jesus said to be wise as serpents and harmless as doves. So there's a kind of meekness that doesn't mean that you go silent. It just means that you go about it speaking the truth in love in a way that's not, among other things, is not condescending or rude or any of those things. But you can still speak the truth, and here's a technique that might work for you. Simply quote the Bible. Simply quote the Bible, and you might say, yes, as Jesus said, my flesh is real food and my blood is real drink in John chapter 6. He who comes to me will never hunger. He who believes in me will never thirst. And he moves from the coming to him and believing in him. He moves then into the deeper waters of, I'm giving you bread from heaven. I am the bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood will live forever. If you do not eat my flesh and drink my blood, you will not live forever. And so you can just simply quote the Lord, quote the Bible. They can't argue with that. You could quote in Luke chapter 1 where Mary says, all generations will call me blessed. You know, isn't it wonderful what God has done for Mary? And she herself says that. So it seems to me that if you take the approach of sharing your Catholic faith through quoting the Bible, you've got a leg to stand on that they can't really complain about. And if somebody did, you could say, well, what do you mean? Are you saying I can't quote the Bible? Or are you saying I can't quote those parts of the Bible? Come on, that's crazy. And maybe you can witness your Catholic faith to these people that way. It can be done. And maybe it'll help you get creative in the way you go about doing it. What do you think?
Okay, yeah, that sounds good. I just was wondering if it could be... I have a spiritual director who I've been talking to about this, but could it be dangerous for my soul to be surrounded by good, they're Christian people, they believe in Christ, they just aren't, they're not all the way in the truth. Right. But is it not wise for me to stay in case that I get like watered down a little bit? Because that...
There is that danger, yeah.
I mean.
Yeah, there is that danger. In other words, that it can have... See, you're right. They're good, sincere people. They love Jesus. They're trying to do their best, but they also have an admixture of error in what they believe.
Yeah.
So they believe in certain traditions of men that nullify the word of God, traditions like sola scriptura, the notion that scripture is formally sufficient, and the Bible nowhere teaches that. Jesus didn't teach that. The apostles didn't teach that. The Bible doesn't teach that. They believe, some of them anyway, in... justification by faith alone and salvation by faith alone, another huge Protestant error not taught in the Bible. Maybe some of them believe in once saved, always saved. Again, another error.
Yeah.
And there are any number of these errors that if you're really sharp and you know your Catholic faith and you know the Bible well enough to, you know, to be clear-headed, it can be fine for you. But if you're not, there can be some danger. So if you're in this position, what I would suggest is fortify your knowledge. Keep listening to this program. Tell people about this program. Let them know, hey, there's this God show every morning on Relevant Radio, and maybe get them start listening to the program. But you should also read some good books and fortify your knowledge. Tim Staples has got a great book called Behold Your Mother, and it's a book all about the biblical foundation of the church's teachings on Mary. And what's interesting is that Tim Staples used to be a Pentecostal. He went to Jimmy Swaggart Bible College. He was a youth pastor, and he was very anti-Catholic. So he brings with his own experience that kind of prior outlook at the Catholic Church as not even Christian. So that would be an example of the kind of information that you can arm yourself with so that when you're in these situations, not only will you not be swayed, but you're going to be in a better position to help lead these people to the fullness of the faith. They don't have it right now, but they don't know that. So you can help lead them into the Catholic Church.
Okay, great. Do you have time for one more quick question?
You waited so long. Sure, let's do it. But we have to take a break soon.
Okay.
So we'll go ahead.
Are you familiar with Alcoholics Anonymous and the 12 steps?
I've never been to any of the meetings, but I know people who have gone, so I'm familiar with it in that sense.
Okay. Well, I guess then it's not a question, but I learned recently that there are Freemason roots in AA. I spent years teaching Alcoholics Anonymous and the 12 steps, thinking I was doing the Lord's work. And then the Holy Spirit revealed to me the foundations and that it's super Freemasonry and Bill Wilson, and it's not Catholic. And so I also wanted that to be on the show. up, just so people can do their own research and understand that AA is no substitution for Mass or the sacraments. And what will get you sober and keep you sober are the Holy Sacraments and the Mass, not AA.
Well, I'll just say this, Paige, because I don't have a, you know, what's the word? I don't have a horse in that race. There are countless people, of course, as you know, who are not Catholic and maybe don't even believe in God at all, for whom AA has been very helpful to them. So I agree with you if your point is that we need to be drawing people into the fullness of the truth, if at all possible. But in the meantime, if a crutch or a training wheel or a helping hand can help somebody move in the right direction, I think AA does do that. That's a good thing. Also, although I'm not in any way an expert on this topic, I do know some people who are. And it was a Catholic priest who was closely associated with the foundation of Alcoholics Anonymous. So a lot of the spiritual truths in the Catholic Church are reflected in the 12 steps, which is a positive thing to look at. But anyway, Paige, thank you again for being so patient. I know you waited a long time, and I appreciate that very much. Father Rocky has a message for you. This is the second to last day of Pledge Drive, and it's the last hour of the second to last day before Pledge Drive ends. So take a listen to Father Rocky, and I will be right back with Mary Graham and your phone calls.
Hi, this is Father Rocky, and I want to give a big shout out to our St. Joseph Recurring Giving Society members. They make a huge difference for us at Relevant Radio because they're monthly generous donors who budgeted a gift of $25 or more every month for Relevant Radio. So please consider becoming a member. It helps us to budget better. It saves us money, and you'll get some wonderful spiritual benefits in return, like being included in our Mass, Rosary, and Chaplet General Intentions. Take a look at all the spiritual benefits at relevantradio.com/Joseph. We only have today and tomorrow left in our pledge drive. We have matching funds this hour, so whatever dollar amount you give will be double. So please consider becoming a member of our St. Joseph Recurring Gift Society and give online now at relevantradio.com or on the Relevant Radio app. Or you can call us at 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123.
It's been an exciting morning so far with Mary Graham and Patrick Madrid here in our second to the last day of our pledge drive. We need $3 million before the end of the day tomorrow. And we set many goals at this point, try to cross them one step at a time. What a great hour we had last hour. Thank you to everybody who joined in and helped us out as we tried real hard. And as I look at the folks that kind of came in the overflow, they would have called in just like a minute earlier, we would have made the goal. But that's all right. We still had an outstanding hour. Everybody stepped up and did your part. So next mini goal, what we need right now is $61,000 to cross $1.7
million. Okay. I'm taking a deep breath because, it is easy. But you know what, Mary? It happens when people make the call. As you know, I know you know this, 877-291-0123. So we really are at your mercy. We really, really are at your mercy. If you say yes, then it happens. If you say, it doesn't happen. So please don't say, say yes. Say yes. What was that commercial that used to be a TV jingle for toothpaste or something like that? 877-291-0123. Was that Martini and Rossi on the Rocks? I forget.
I think it is. Yeah, it
87. I was too young to drink when the commercial came on. I just remember the jingle. 877-291. Say yes. 877-291-0123. Or go to relevantradio.com. Or I promise I won't sing anymore. If you give money, I will not sing anymore. I promise you that. Relevantradio.com or use the Relevant
Radio
app.
How much do I got in my wallet here?
We need $61,000 to cross the $1.7 million mark. $61,000, can we do that in the next 15 to 20 minutes? I think we could if everybody helps us out, but it'd be great to hit it at least by the top of the hour. Simply visit the website. It's relevantradio.com. Use the app on your smartphone or tablet or call 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123.
Mary, I'm happy to report. Cyrus, you'll like this too. I think we need a drum roll for this. I just got some news about a big gift that just rolled in. You ready, Cyrus? Hit that snare drum. We need, let's get a longer snare drum next time, okay? because this deserves that. All of our gifts deserve that, but this in particular, $10,000 gift just came in from Mark in Massachusetts. Thank you, Mark.
How
I don't
much?
Know how to. $10,000. Double to $20,000. Double to $20,000 with our matching gift this hour. So we have about 42 minutes left in this hour, and then it's the end of the second to last day of Pledge Drive. And yes, and tomorrow we have to be done with everything. So we're getting there. Mark, thank you so much. We're so grateful. And if you want to be like Mark and make your $10,000, $15,000, $5,000 donation, just call us at 877-291-0123. Thank you, Mark. If you stop and think about what it takes to run this big machine mm-hmm. called Relevant Radio, like the song says, it takes money, honey.
Money, honey. Money, honey. Money, honey.
That was cool. That guy sounds like me. Not this guy. That other guy.
Yeah, I heard you sing a minute ago.
Yeah. Swivel Hips Madrid.
Elvis isn't the first thing.
Nobody calls me that. Well, welcome back. 888-914-9149. Let's go to Bill, also very heroically waiting patiently, this time in Lake Forest, California. Good morning, Bill, and welcome. I graduated from high school in your town, El Toro High School. That's my alma mater,
yes,
right where you
I
are.
Yes, I know. I heard that from the show. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Bill.
I was calling in because you had a caller earlier this morning who had said that he had spoke to the Spirit or the Holy Spirit, but even mm-hmm. the devil is a spirit. So my question is, what is your take when one is in contact with the Spirit?
Okay, let's be a little more specific here. So when you say when one is in contact with the Spirit, do you mean that you're having some form of communication or you're hearing some entity speaking to you or manifesting to you? How do you mean it exactly? Where did Bill go? I can see Bill. I don't hear Bill, though. Cyrus, help me out here. Bill? Okay, Cyrus, I don't know what to tell you. Do we have Bill?
Line. Can you hear me now?
Now I can hear you. Thank you. I don't know what happened, Bill, but you dropped out for a minute. So whatever it was that you said, just say it over again, please.
Yeah, so I guess that would be not a physical voice, but a process of thought in your mind. I know there are times, for example, I was going to San Juan Capistrano, and the I was going to Irvine, and the thought said, no, go to Mass, 5 p.m. on Sunday, go down to the Basilica there,
okay.
or the Mission. So I went down to the Mission, and then that Mass just so happened to have someone who had some apparitions. But it just, that thought appeared in a nanosecond in my mind. I decided to make a last minute change. But my thought is, though, some people claim that they have communication with the Spirit, but we know that the devil is a spirit. So I guess my question is, how would you handle that?
Okay, that's a good question. So my reaction to that is, if you felt prompted to go to a different Mass at a different location, what have you, that could have been your guardian angel. It could also have been your own subconscious mind. It could have been you telling this to yourself. Sometimes that happens, like in dreams and in other situations where your own subconscious mind will suggest things to you that might seem as though it's coming from outside you, but it actually is just you. It's just your imagination. Now, a clinical psychologist would be in a position to evaluate that kind of phenomenon. I don't have those credentials myself, but that's a possibility. Another possibility is that it was your guardian angel who was prompting you by God's providence to move in a particular direction. It's also possible that maybe it was a demon, could have been an evil spirit that was trying to do that. And the reason I say that, because I ordinarily wouldn't say that, except for the fact that you said that you went to a Mass and it just so happens that somebody there was getting an apparition. That's a red flag right there. That's a red flag. And the red flag is that authentic apparitions generally have certain aspects to them that over time, it's not always all at once, but over time you can see the authenticity. If somebody is claiming to have an apparition, I would look at that with a jaundiced eye, and until and unless it's demonstrated to be true and the church approves it. So if this was maybe some run-of-the-mill person who's claiming to have an apparition, and there are dime a dozen, there are lots of people out there who believe that God is giving them apparitions when it's just their own imagination. For that reason, it seems to me that maybe this could have been not a good angel making this suggestion to you, but I don't know. So you're asking, what do you do? Well, what I would do is keep focusing on what you know is true. Only do things that you know are right, consistent with what Jesus taught. Never act upon or even move in the direction of advice or a prompting or an intuition that you get that you know is for something bad. Don't put too much stock in this. That'd be another bit of advice. Just go about your way, do your duties, and don't be overly attentive to these little thoughts. Because here's another thing. There are, and I'm not suggesting that this is necessarily what you're experiencing, Bill, but some people do, where they have a kind of obsessive compulsive issue going on, and they will only do certain things if they count to the right number, or if certain other things happen, or they have to touch certain things, or they have to wash their hands over and over again, or they have to double check. Now, this may not describe you at all, but it's possible that there is a psychological source here that makes you feel like any thought that comes into your mind, you better do it, because that could be your guardian angel telling you to do it. And that could easily lead you into all kinds of difficulties. So I would say make up your mind to do what you plan to do. And unless there's some really compelling reason to change your plan at the last minute, I would press forward. And then you'll know over time. You'll begin to see over time whether this is coming from inside you, or if this is your guardian angel, or, you know, it could be something other than that. Those would be my bits of advice on a practical level.
Okay. Well, I guess maybe my question wasn't really clear. The situation is that I watched the 2016 Catholic Conference on EWTN. They had a gentleman there by the name of Adam Bly, and he teaches priests how to conduct exorcisms. And he talked about a situation where, you know, if a spirit comes to you, how you handle that. So I wanted to get your take on that. If a spirit came to you, how you would handle that, because that spirit could be demonic.
Well, didn't I just answer that question? I thought I did. You said that this is coming to you in the form of a thought telling you to change your plans.
Oh, that was one example that I thought, but it wasn't an example of a spirit coming to me, so I apologize.
Well, that's why I asked you in the beginning, Bill, what form is this taking? So to be specific, is this something where you're hearing a voice or something speaking to you? And you said no. You said that the example was that you were prompted to change your plans for Mass. So I did answer the question, but it was on the basis of what you told me. So Are you having something appear to you or speaking to you directly?
No. Okay. No, I have no apparitions. It's one of the children from Medjugorje just happened to be down at the Basilica when that happened. But I had no intention to go to that Mass. I was going to another 5 o'clock Mass on a Sunday. Mm-hmm. And I had my sister, I had family with me, and we were all in a 12-passenger van, and I just made a split-second decision to go southbound on the 5 freeway, and it just happened in an instant.
Here's a book I'd recommend to you, Bill. It's called The Devil's Role in the Spiritual Life by Father Cliff Ermatinger, Ermatinger. The Devil's Role in the Spiritual Life. That book can help you go a little deeper into what you're talking about. Thank you, and God bless you. Well, Mary Graham's coming up here in just a moment. We've got about 33, 34 minutes left in this second to last day of Pledge Drive.
And we want to cross our next mini goal of 1.7 million. We need 3 million by the end of the day tomorrow. We're making great strides, great progress here so far during the Patrick Madrid Show. We need to keep this train moving. You can make your gift at relevantradio.com. Use the app on your smartphone or tablet. It is a partnership challenge hour, which means your gift will be doubled dollar for dollar. We are down to only needing another $50,000 to cross the $1.7 million mark. 50,000 in the next 33 minutes? I think we can make that happen.
I think so. I'm still reeling from what a great hour we had in the second hour of the program today. I'd sure love to do something like that this hour. And we can, with your help. Just call us at 877-291-0123. That mini goal is very important because it tells us how close we're getting to the total goal of $3 million. That's the need that we have to keep everything fully functioning for the next quarter. And it's little by little, one brick at a time, one step at a time, but we're getting there. So help us get there a little bit faster, please, a little bit further. Maybe you have a possibility of donating $5,000 or $10,000. This is the perfect time to do that because your dollar for dollar match kicks in and your $10,000 becomes $20,000, et cetera, et cetera. Call 877-291-0123 or go to relevantradio.com or use the Relevant Radio app.
We did have an anonymous donor that came in from Slinger, Wisconsin with a $5,000 gift that was doubled to $10,000. Thank you so much. We had another generous soul in Belgrade, Minnesota, making a $200 gift that was doubled to $400. Gail in Wilmington, North Carolina, your dollar a day became $2 a day. Keep those phones ringing at 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. We have some fabulous gifts available for you when you help support us during this pledge drive. You can see those gifts if you stop at the website, relevantradio.com, or open up the app on your smartphone or tablet. Click the donate now and you'll see the options there. The alabaster bookends are gorgeous. They're absolutely beautiful for your gift of $1,200. Definitely worth checking it out and seeing if you can make that happen here at relevantradio.com. Use the app on your smartphone or tablet and you can see those. We're down to only needing another $48,000 to cross the $1.6 million mark. How much of that $48,000 can you help us out with? Could you do a $5,000 or $10,000 gift? We'll get there that much faster. Simply visit relevantradio.com, open up the app on your smartphone or tablet, or call 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. Together we give hope.
Listener support.
Hi, Patrick Madrid here. Thanks for listening to my podcast. In today's crazy world, finding companies that align with your Catholic values is a challenge. Your choice of cell phone provider matters. Cyrus and I switched to Charity Mobile, and you should too. Enjoy excellent coverage on America's most reliable network while supporting a pro-life, pro-family company. Use offer code Patrick for a free phone. Don't miss out. Act now at charitymobile.com.
Yeah. Bringing Christ to the world through the media.
This is the Relevant Radio Spring Pledge Drive. Give hope.
And we're back. Thanks again for listening to the Patrick Madrid Show. Thanks for walking with us as we journey toward our goal line of $3 million. Tomorrow, by the end of the day, we have to be there. And for all of you who have been making your pledges thus far today and all week, thank you. I can't describe enough how grateful we are for your generosity. If you haven't yet made your donation, there's still time. We have about 26 minutes to go in this hour, last hour of the second day. 888-914-9149 is the number to call me and be on the air. Let's go to Lee in Stockholm, New Jersey. Hi, Lee.
Hi, Patrick. By the way, I love your show and you're a blessing.
Thank you.
So this question is about, it's in Sirach chapter 7, verse 14. Okay. And it's also related to Matthew 7:67. I'm not sure if the context is the same. And it says that, Do not prattle in the assembly of the elders or repeat yourself in your prayer. And also Matthew 6:7, where it talks about vain repetition. Now, I do my rosaries every day, right. And, you know, we repeat the Hail Mary. We get a lot of criticism for that. How can I best explain these verses to a Protestant?
Okay, very good. So, well, first of all, it's interesting. Cyric is referring here, there's a series of different, it's almost like Proverbs, a series of different bits of advice. And so when we get to verse 14, do not babble in the assembly of the elders or repeat the words of your prayer. This is not saying that you can't repeat a prayer. And we know this with certitude because when Jesus was asked by the disciples, Lord, teach us to pray, what did he do? He gave them a prayer. He says, when you pray, pray like this. And he gave the Our Father. And that was a prayer that was intended to be repeated. We know in the Garden of Gethsemane, we're told that Jesus repeated his prayer, the same prayer, three times. We know that the Psalms, all 150 of them, are filled with repetition. And there are any number of Psalms, of course, inspired by the Holy Spirit, that have repetition of the same phrase repeatedly in the prayer itself, or in the psalm itself, rather. So these are all indications from Scripture that there's not a prohibition on repeating a prayer, but what Jesus referred to in Matthew chapter 6 as vain repetition is what is being alluded to here. So vain repetition, Jesus said, he associates it with the Gentiles who think by their many words that they will be heard. So their prayers were vain for two reasons. Number one, they were praying to these false gods who didn't exist, number one. And number two, as sometimes happened, they assumed that unless you called on that God by the title or name that he wanted to be called upon on a particular day, he wouldn't hear your prayer. So they would go through these long litanies of the different names or titles that they thought maybe the Zeus or Apollo might want it to be called, and that was all vain, Jesus said, because they were just babbling. They were just saying these things, hoping that something would stick. But that's not Christian prayer, and that's certainly not what's being referred to here in Sirach chapter 7. Number one, do not babble in the assembly of the elders. That's another way of saying, you know, when you're in the assembly of elders, don't run your mouth. You know, keep your mouth closed and listen and learn unless you've got something important to say. The second part of it, or repeat the words of your prayer, is if everyone's praying in the assembly and you wind up like saying the same thing over and over again, it can be irksome and irritating and distracting for other people. So say your prayer, but don't do it in a way that is going to be distracting to other people. So the context of this is referring to that type of thing. It's not referring to repeating your prayers, for the reasons that I just mentioned, because if it were, then why would Jesus repeat his prayers, etc.? So there's more that we can say on this issue. Just keep in mind that when you go back to the Psalms, Psalms like Psalm 136, we see the same prayer within that psalm repeated many times. For his steadfast love endures forever. It's over a dozen times that it's repeated. In Daniel chapter 3, verses 35 through 68, it has the same repetition of bless the Lord. And that prayer, bless the Lord, is repeated over and over again. And you can also point out Revelation chapter 4, verses 8 through 11. We're told, and the four living creatures, day and night, they never cease to sing, holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. And whenever the living creatures give glory and honor and thanks to him who is seated on the throne, who lives forever and ever. So we see there that they're praying a repetitious prayer for all eternity, whatever that means exactly, but we know that it's repetitious prayer. There's so many of these Bible verses that you can bring to bear to demonstrate that it's not saying you can't repeat a prayer, because if that's what it's saying, then we have a real problem because you've got Scripture contradicting itself, and that obviously is not what's going on. Does that help a little bit, Lee?
Well, it helped a whole lot. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Good to talk to you, and thanks for your patience. 888-914-9149. Let's go to Liz in Waukesha, Wisconsin. Good morning, Liz. We don't have much time, but
hi,
welcome.
Yes, thank you. I had a small group meeting last night, and we have some people that Zoom in from another church, and they're like a reach-out church, and
yeah,
which is great. But we go over the readings each week, and the readings for Sunday are of the Good Shepherd. And I made a comment, or I just kind of a thought. I said, what if a black sheep decided on their deathbed, like, I want to ask for forgiveness and I love Jesus. Will they be forgiven? And the sister church, zooming in, there was, you know, a couple members of color. They were like, well, why does it have to be a black sheep? And I'm like, well, that's just an idiom. Like, that's just a phrase that I grew up with. It, you know, it could be any color sheep, but I just said the black sheep because white means pure, you know, it's a sign of purity in the Bible. And I felt like I shouldn't have said that. And I felt wrong after saying, you know, black sheep, because, you know, people of color were in the Zoom call. How would you approach that? And is it wrong to say the black sheep, you know?
No, it's not wrong because it's an idiom, as you say. It's a figure of speech. But for some people, especially at a time like right now where there's really heightened sensitivities and some people are very quick to be offended, even if it's needless that they be offended, we should, you know, I take that into account. St. Paul says, don't cause a weaker brother to stumble. And if these weaker brothers and sisters are stumbling because you used a figure of speech that they find, you know, racially problematic, then I would say, then do what St. Paul says. You know, to the weak, you become weak. To the strong, you become strong, and meet people at their level. So if you know you're going to be having a conversation where some people might needlessly take offense, or even if in their mind it's not needless offense, they're just going to be offended by it, then I would say I would avoid using the term. But no, I don't think there's a sin. The Bible talks in one place that I know of anyway about a black sheep. That's in Genesis chapter 30, where it's mentioned. That it's not mentioned in the context of like somebody who's fallen away or somebody who's not really doing what he should be doing. But even the Bible uses the term black sheep. I forget if it's a sheep or a lamb, but it's there in black and white. There's another example right there in black and white. We use these figures of speech not in a racial sense, but if some people are sensitive to it, then I would say modify your way of talking. That way you can avoid giving offense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so I was sent the parable of the one sheep, you know, of the 99 sheep. Right. You know, the good shepherd will go find that one sheep. You know, go out of his way and find that one sheep. Yeah. And they're like, well, you should have used that one instead. I'm like, well, I'm sorry.
Well, see, here's the thing. And I don't find that offensive at all. And I can understand if there are some people who do. I think some people are unnecessarily offended by things that are benign. And we live in a time when people, many of them, want to be offended. They want to have a grievance about something. So it may be mm-hmm. something like that. But there was nothing wrong with saying that a year ago, 5 years ago, 10 years ago, 20 years ago. Sensibilities change.
Okay.
And so maybe the easiest thing for you would be when you recognize that this is an audience that might find some fault, even if it's not really necessary, maybe you can just retool the way you say it.
Right.
You know,
okay.
That's
well,
how
thank
I
you
would
so much, Patrick.
It. You're welcome, Liz. Thank you. Thanks for waiting. Cyrus, does a man have to know his limitations or what?
It's like, yeah, I guess he does.
And he does. Okay. All right. So we're going to have more callers I want to get to. So all of you who are waiting, thanks for your patience. We are going to go. What are we doing right now? I'm kind of lost in the maze of Pledge Drive, and I'm
Man's
trying
to
figure out.
Man's got to know his limitations.
So where are we going, Cyrus?
Okay, you're a legend in your own mind.
Yeah, I know. 888-914-9149. Let's go to a miracle moment and we'll be right back.
Go ahead. Make my day.
Hope restored, hearts healed, lives changed. Here's another Relevant Radio miracle moment.
I was surprised to hear how many folks do listen to you that are not Catholic, and your guidance has directed me more towards the Catholic faith, and right now I'm struggling with moving forward towards that because I find, I don't know, a larger relationship or so much more closeness through the Catholic faith. Anybody out there who has listened and is not giving, you will get back so much more than what you give. And it's just so wonderful listening to you folks every day. And I thank you from the bottom of my heart for everything that you've done for me.
This miracle moment was brought to you by you. Help inspire more miracles. Call now with your pledge. 1-877-291-0123. That's 1-877-291-0123. Or give online at relevantradio.com.
This is a big day for Relevant Radio because it's the second to last day of Pledge Drive. We only do this four times a year. We have to do it. I wish we didn't have to do it, but we have to do it because we have to keep the lights turned on, keep all the bills paid. So we're getting close to a few mini goals here. We had a wonderful, huge, big, almost record-setting hour this past hour. Thank you for that, those of you who participated. We can do something like that this hour if you call 877-291-0123, 877-291-0123, or use the Relevant Radio app, or go to relevantradio.com. Those are the three ways that we have available for you to make your pledge. And one way or the other, we need to get to our goal of $3 million. If it was only $1 million, we'd be done with Pledge Drive, but it's $3 million to keep everything fully funded for the next quarter. So if you haven't had a chance yet, it's getting down to the final bit for this hour, and that's it for me and for Mary and Cyrus today. And then we'll only have one more day tomorrow. and then we have to wrap everything up. So I'd rather not have a long slog, a crazy, frenzied, white-knuckle trip tomorrow. Wouldn't it be nice if we could get much closer to the goal today? That way we'll be in a much easier position to make the goal finally tomorrow. And that can happen. So if you're in a position to maybe make a larger gift today, perhaps you've been waiting and now's the time to do it. We do have matching funds this hour, keep in mind. And you can make a pledge of $1,000, $5,000, $10,000, $25,000, you name it. We're ready to receive it. And we will gratefully and cheerfully accept your donation in any amount. And it'll be matched dollar for dollar. But we're running out of time. So Mary is here. She's going to help me kind of navigate through the last 14 minutes that we've got left in the second to the last day of Pledge Drive.
That's right. We are on the second to the last day, and we are working really hard to make our call goals each and every hour and to set new goals. And right now we're trying to cross that $1.7 million mark, and we are getting so close. Looks like about $45,000 is all we need in the next 15 minutes. Can you help us out with any portion of that? Any amount whatsoever will help us get there that much faster, but we need your help and we need your support at 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. Safe and secure online at relevantradio.com or by using the app on your smartphone or tablet. Together we give hope. It's been a great morning. Absolutely outstanding morning here at Relevant Radio so far. But yeah, we need to keep this train moving. We need to raise $3 million by the end of the day tomorrow. We've just barely crossed over that halfway mark. We need your help. Give us a call. 877-291-0123.
Compelling insights, unpredictable conversations, encouragement for your day. It's the Patrick Madrid Show on Relevant Radio.
Cyrus, I can't help, whenever I hear this Magnum PI music, to think of the video that you and your family did.
That's fun.
Kind of recreating this.
Yeah, it was a good time.
It's out there on YouTube.
Yeah, we did a shot-for-shot remake of the opening credits to Magnum P.I., and we called it Magnum P.I. Jr. My son, it was probably, 8 years old at the time, put on a big old Patrick Madrid mustache. Yep.
Yeah, and that's right.
And he was Magnum P.I. Jr. It was fun.
So if people wanted to see this, this is one for the history books. Where would they find it? It's on YouTube. What's it called?
Oh, Magnum P.I. Jr. Just do that and maybe put Simcoe at the end of it. It'll pop up.
Okay. Okay, got it. I think people would really enjoy checking it out because a lot of people have no idea what you look like. And this way they'll...
they'll see what I look like with a fake mustache
they'll find
on.
Out. Yeah. And you're not wearing any duct tape in that video.
No. Yeah. But I have it's almost like razor burn rashes from all the duct tape.
Oh yeah,
yeah, just all over my head.
No hair on your
patches
on your
of
head
hair
anymore.
Gone. Yeah,
tough.
So much duct tape.
All right, thank you. Let's go to Joe in Eau Claire, Wisconsin. Hi, Joe. Thanks for waiting.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, Patrick. My question is: my wife recently started as a nurse in the operating room, the OR. Okay. And a couple times she's had to be in some surgeries for hysterectomies.
Okay.
And she asked me the other day, she's like, well, she kind of had mixed feelings. She didn't know how to feel about it. And I didn't really have a good answer. So I was just calling to ask you.
Okay. Is her qualm having to do with the hysterectomy being performed?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay.
I know that, obviously for Catholics, we don't believe in hysterectomies or, for this whole purpose of not having children. So she didn't know how to handle that or how to feel that about that.
Right. Well, her conscience is functioning, which is a good thing. So let's just establish something that I'm sure you and your wife already know, but for those listening, the Catholic Church is not opposed to hysterectomies. If the hysterectomy is necessary for ovarian cancer or some other illness that would require a hysterectomy. It's just sometimes it's necessary, and that's the proper medical procedure, and the church in no way opposes that. But if it is a hysterectomy for the purpose of sterilization, and the only reason to do this is to prevent for the woman to prevent future pregnancies, that would be seriously wrong because it's a form of mutilating the body and trying to prevent, and in effect, actually preventing the possibility of human life. So that would be a serious moral problem, serious sin, for example. So for that reason, if your wife were asked to assist at one of those hysterectomies that are intended for the purpose solely of sterilizing the woman, that would be immoral for her to participate in. So she would have to decline, and hopefully her job would allow for that and she could be assigned to do something else. But if she's in the operating theater and she's assisting with the operation for a woman who's being sterilized just so that she won't have any more children, that implicates your wife in the sin. Now, she's not as guilty or as culpable as she would be if she were the woman herself or even the doctor perhaps, but she's close to this evil action and close enough that she's participating in it in a material way. So I would say if the choice that she would have to make, it seems to me, is that she would just have to say in conscience, I can't do that. And if she's in the room, but she's not doing anything, she's not assisting, well, then it would be even more remote in her case. If she just happens to be in the room, she's not really doing anything sinful. But if she's participating in her capacity as a nurse, then that does involve her in that sin.
Okay. That makes sense. Yeah, that was my thought as well. So I just wanted to pass it by the guy who knows best. So I appreciate that.
Well, yeah, thank you. And if you'd like a good book, this might be a great Mother's Day present for her with Mother's Day coming up here. It's a book called Life Issues, Medical Choices by Dr. Janet Smith and Dr. Chris Kazor. They're not medical doctors, they're PhDs. But this is a book of moral theology or moral medical ethics. And that would be perfect for her because there are other situations that she's likely to run into in addition to this one. So again, it's called Life Issues, Medical Choices. Thanks, Joe. Let's go to Saul now in Chicago. Hello, Saul.
Hi, Patrick. I had a question.
Saul, you have to take it off speakerphone because it's hard to hear you.
Oh, I'm sorry. One second. Oh, it is off speaker.
Okay.
Hello?
Well, let's give it a shot.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so sometimes when I pray the Hail Mary, I feel like more peace and joy, mm-hmm. I guess, like more of a good feeling, or I feel like my mind, like, elevate or my spirit elevate more than okay. when I pray, say, the Our Father, and I was wondering why that is and what I should do about it, or whether that's maybe, yeah. I'm thinking maybe it's because I received most of my catechesis from my mom or woman versus men or something. I don't know.
Yeah, that's probably not anything that I would worry about, Saul, because remember your emotions are like the weather. They come and they go, and you can't control them. And they often don't necessarily mean anything significant. As creatures of spirit and body, our bodies affect our moods. You know, that's why we talk about comfort food, because the kind of food you eat can have a direct effect upon your emotions. So I wouldn't read too much into that. I wouldn't overanalyze it. If you are saying prayers that give you a sense of peace, whether it's asking the saints, such as Our Lady, to pray for you, that's good. You know your family loves you. If you're praying directly to the Lord and worshiping Him and all of that, and you don't necessarily feel emotions, I wouldn't read anything into that. It's nothing significant. It's more than anything else, your emotions are an indicator of some things, but it's not really that important of an indicator. And there are some of the great saints went for many, many years without feeling any emotion at all. St. John of the Cross wrote the classic work called Dark Night of the Soul, in which he analyzed this phenomenon where people who are very saintly are praying and they're trusting in the Lord and they have faith and they desire to be close to Him and they get no sensible consolation whatsoever. Those spiritual lollipops that God sometimes gives us in those early stages, the more mature you get in your spiritual life, the fewer the spiritual lollipops that you get because you don't need them anymore. You're moving deeper. So my advice would be, don't worry about that. Just keep praying and asking the Lord to show you how you can pray better, and it's going to be good. Thank you, Saul. Well, okay, we're down to about 5 minutes left in the second to last day of Pledge Drive. We have to wrap it all up tomorrow, and we're going to find out from Mary how far we've come today.
We still need $38,000 to cross the mini goal of $1.7 million. be great to see that happen in the next 6 minutes. We know it can happen. We know it's perfectly plausible. It's something that could happen if everyone who hears us now says, I'm going to help out and make a gift at relevantradio.com by opening up the app on your smartphone or tablet or by calling 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. It is a partnership challenge hour, which means your gift will be matched dollar for dollar.
That's big. It's about as big as it gets. So if you want to take your $100 donation, your dollar a day donation, your $10,000 donation that you're ready to make right now, that will be doubled dollar for dollar. So please do not underestimate the power of that force multiplier, but it won't multiply unless you call 877-291-0123 or go to relevantradio.com or use the Relevant Radio app. We're down to the last less than 5 minutes now. So one way or the other, you've got to make your voice heard and step forward and call us at 877-291-0123.
We want to say thank you to Amy in Irvine, California. $50 gift, double to $100. Michelle in San Diego, California. Again, your $150 gift was doubled to $300. And another gift coming in from California. This one's in Livermore. $730, and that too was doubled. Your gift will be matched 100%. We've got about 5 minutes left in this partnership challenge hour, and we still need $37,000. I like to see that number move like that to cross the mini goal of 1.7 million. Can you help us out? You know, a couple of people coming in right now with $5,000 or $10,000 gifts will move us that much closer to that $1.7 million mark, and your gift will be matched dollar for dollar.
Yes, dollar for dollar, very important, but there's not much time left to take advantage of that. You can still do it when you call 877-291-0123. We have, about 4 minutes now, 877-291-0123. Or go to relevantradio.com. But we're down to the last few minutes. We need your help right now because we're just about out of time.
Antoinette in Phoenix, Arizona, thank you for your $1,200 gift. That is doubled to $2,400. And a brand new donor in Plano, Texas, Chris, $1 a day became $2 a day. Brand new donor in a new market, making that recurring gift, joining the St. Joseph's Recurring Gift Society. You can do that too. Just say, you know what, make this gift perpetual. Saves us time, energy, and money if you can make it, if you can join the St. Joseph's Recurring Gift Society. You can do that at relevantradio.com using the app on your smartphone or tablet, or you can let them know when you call 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. We are chipping away at this, making our need of 1.6 million soon, so we can cross that little mini goal. Yeah. We're down to $37,000 as we try to raise, and we will do it. We know we will. 3 million by the end of the day tomorrow.
Phew, that's a lot of money. That's a lot of moolah. We've got to make. But God's people are generous and God is merciful. So we're trusting in your generosity right now as we get down to the 2 minute warning mark. 2 minutes from now, Mary and I will be done for today, the second to last day of pledge drive. If you want to make your pledge continuous, fire and forget, as they say in the military, when you make your pledge by calling 877-291-0123, just let them know you want to become a member of the St. Joseph Perpetual Giving Society. That way, your gift will continue on until and such time as you say you want to stop. We hope that never happens. That's another way. And you can share in the special masses and prayers that are given for those who are members of the St. Joseph Giving Society. 877-291-0123 is the number to dial. We're under 60 seconds yet to go right now. So this is it. Second to last day of pledge drive, we have a lot of ground yet to cover, and you can help us get there when you call 877-291-0123 or go to relevantradio.com and make your pledge there.
We had a generous soul in the Bronx said, I'll help you out with a $5,000 gift. Thank you so much. It was doubled to $10,000. A few more of those, and we will cross the mini goal of $1.7 million. All we need is another $30,000. Let's make that happen before we hit our next break here coming up in about 10 minutes or so. Make your gift at relevantradio.com. Use the app on your smartphone or tablet or call 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. We just need $30,000 to cross the mini goal of $1.7 million.
You can do it!